This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chime, you know who you wrote that for?
Who?
Supposedly. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, really? Party, JLH.
Party of Five star. JLH.
Ghost Whisperer fame.
Cruel Intentions.
Jennifer Love Hewitt in... He's not that into you. No. What's the movie where the guy says, would you like to touch? And the guy yells, the beer's gone bad. They play the Guns N' Roses. Oh, my God. It can hardly wait.
Oh, it can hardly wait.
She was...
Yes.
Throw wasn't, 90.
Wasn't five. She also in I Think I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tomorrow on this show on draft day, a guy who has been in several NFL draft rooms, Bill O'Brien,
right,
will join us tomorrow. Now the head coach of Boston College has some input into Mac Jones, et cetera. Mm-hmm. When we finally talk to Bill O'Brien, right. So he'll join us on draft day tomorrow.
And what it was like working with Bill and not having a voice is what everybody tells us in the draft room.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Bill's way and that's it.
That's it. So that's tomorrow on this show. And then Friday, roadshow number one of season three of roadshows. We will be in Brattleboro, Vermont at the Stone Church Friday morning. See you there. On the text line, Subaru of New England text line during the break, a suggestion that Joe Mazzulla is the rare male uptalker.
Wow. Yeah, 207 Tech said that.
I haven't noticed that, but we can go back and listen maybe.
Will have a deep dive into Joe Mazzulla linguistics.
Talk about a unicorn. Yeah. A black guy.
Right, a black male.
Speaks white girl.
Yes, yes.
Pagogi.
Also, how is Joe? I heard Gretchen Foyer talking about this yesterday. How is Joe Mazzulla not in the top three when it comes to Coach of the Year in the NBA?
Really?
None of the Celtics.
Wow, I did.
There is no, there's no, when it comes to NBA honors, there's not a single Celtic in the top three in any category.
Yeah. Crazy. I saw the MVP and I was kind of like, argh. And I looked at the MVP and the three finalists that they had. It was the Joker. SAG and Oklahoma
SGA,
excuse me. And who was the third one? Oh, Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, they're putting them up there because their points per game is better than Jason Tatum's. But Jason Tatum is on the best team, but then they're going to say he plays with better talent.
That's going to be the – I guess that's probably the argument when it comes to Joe Mazzulla.
Mm-hmm. How many wins would the Celtics have with James as their head coach? I mean, honestly.
With who's their head coach?
My son.
I get this argument, Curtis, but also I think he's done a really good job when it comes to Jason Tatum progressing as a leader, the two Jays, you know – becoming simpatico, like
I give Brad Stevens credit for that because that was done when they traded Marcus Smart.
Yeah,
his job, Joe Mazzulla's job was much more difficult when Marcus Smart was here.
I just think it's wild to me that he's not even in the top three. So
yeah.
Anyway, we can talk about that more as the morning progresses. I owe you a lead, and so. Tom Brady did his interview with the barber a couple weeks ago.
Vic the barber.
And what seemed to go viral most from that interview was a suggestion that he would return at some point maybe to the NFL. However, some of the stuff that he said is now being talked about. Yesterday, everybody was chatting about what Tom Brady said about today's athlete. And the issue with today's athlete. So I want to play that and get your reaction to it. Here's Tom Brady.
And I think the biggest problem with a lot of kids these days, it's all about them. It's all about them, their brand, their social media. And then when it's about me and then not about us, well, there's no way to succeed as a team if all you're doing is thinking about how selfish it is for you to get attention.
It's cool to show the world how great you are, but the most inspiring thing is how great you can make others.
That's the point of life, is what we could do. How do you help other people finish the race, not just you?
Some good stuff there.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like
I mean, I get it. I get it, and I agree with him, but I also understand that it's about the money that some of these kids are trying to make. And there's no trust in sports, right? So you want me to trust a guy, a coach, or an organization that does my teammates dirty or does me dirty.
Okay, but that's the way it works in every workplace.
How can I be 100% all in when I can't trust you?
But that's how it, like Greg just said, any place you work, you're going to have a manager, you're going to have a boss, you're going to have the president of
a
company
that
you don't agree with or you don't trust.
I trust Greg. I trust Ken.
I'm not talking about Greg or Ken. I'm just saying you've never had somebody that you've worked for and have disagreed with or not trusted.
Oh, very much so. At this very place.
But I'm just saying
right now.
Or not trusted. Right now, yeah, things are great. But in the past, I've had plenty of bosses that I don't trust, that I don't think have
don't trust you, how can I give you...
That's the world.
Yeah, well, see, and that's...
That's life.
But that's the new way. And I get what some of the athletes are kind of thinking about. I get, if I can't trust you, I got to take care of myself before I can take care of what you want me to take care of.
But Tom Brady is spot on here.
I agree with him.
This is the Curtis, right?
Yeah, this is what happens as a society when you stop celebrating greatness and you start celebrating victims. Everybody wants to be victimized instead of everybody wanting to overcome something and find their best. That's where we are.
Like in the Twitch chat, and you can watch this show every day on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI, and thank you so much to those who do every day. We would be nothing without you, Twitch. Somebody suggests that that's their issue. They're a Bears fan. That's their issue when it comes to Caleb Williams, is the guy has got a lot of talent, clearly, but he was somebody who also was demanding that he get equity.
No, I get it.
In any team that might draft him.
Then why? It's weird because it doesn't make any sense to me because people rail on Drake May all the time, and all he did was try and stay at a school that he loves and support the people and the school that he loves, and yet everybody's like, Mom, Drake May's going to suck. Well, so pick a lane. That's kind of simple.
Lane. It doesn't mean that this relates to talent. What it is that, and this is in this field, Greg, you know, 20 years ago when I was interning as a sophomore in college, you did everything. You tried to talk to everybody. What else can I do? I want to have FaceTime with Ryan Russillo at 1510 The Zone and do whatever you need so that you know that my name when I leave.
Right.
And now you meet a kid who comes in, they're knee deep in their phone. They don't they all think that they're going to be, you know, Mike and the Mad Dog at 20. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no understanding of what's required to become good at your job.
100%. Sorry.
Well, no, it's just with regard to what Shime is talking about, mm-hmm. it's not about the talent, but what Tom Brady is pointing out mm-hmm. is the team part of it.
Yeah.
Is the part of it that you're, especially in football, mm-hmm. you know, you're a part of a team. Your role is what your role is.
Right.
And you don't embrace that because you're more concerned about your likes and your NILs and your endorsements. You want to be Johnny Yodel, and it takes a long time to work your way up to Johnny.
But he's a lightweight
Yodel.
Yeah, but it's about taking care of, it's about taking care of the me before it is taking care of the you. Right, yeah, that's why.
But he's a lightweight hypocrite because he left here because he felt like it was more about him.
Ooh. But after 20 years of him putting the team before himself.
I was watching this thing on Netflix.
Careful, Wiggy. You're going to make Curtis real mad.
No. I was a team player my whole career.
Yeah.
And it got me nowhere as far as in the sense of being able to take advantage financially because teams don't. They lie to you. You can't trust them. And they run all over you. When you're a Brady status or you get to a Patrick Mahomes status, it's a little bit easier because guess what? You know you're getting your just due. But anyways, I was watching this thing on Netflix. And it's called Unlocked. And it's about these prisoners that are locked up in jail. And the warden decides to open up this unit and basically let the inmates house the unit and make the community right. And there was a clash between old heads and young dudes. And the young dudes were upset is because the old heads would tell them, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. But yet, they weren't abiding to what they were saying. So I get what Brady did early in his career, but you kind of lightweight hypocrite because at the end of your career, it became about you and your brand more than it became about
the
team.
I think
the
difference is Tom Brady earned that by the time that he switched.
But I get what you're saying,
Courtney. When he first came into the league, he's saying that's the issue with kids
right.
now. They're coming
I
into the league
that.
Expecting too much,
right.
putting
Here's
themselves
the
before
the
team.
But it's a different time, though.
Wiggy.
And I'm saying, though, these kids, and I think the main difference is there are a ton of things that a D1 football player
right.
has the experience from being in that team that I will never have the experience of having, so they have the leg up on that.
Right.
One thing that they will not have the leg up on is, like Curtis said, having to be an intern, being bitched at constantly, being told to go
right.
pick up coffee, go pick up
it's
lunch,
a different
go,
time.
To have that put you into your place going into the real
I
world,
get it.
That is what some athletes need.
But
here's the biggest difference. Yeah. Mac
difference,
Jones was
though?
Drafted by the Patriots.
Right.
What was the first thing he did?
What'd he do?
Trademarked
Mac 10.
But here's the
Tom Brady
here's
won
the difference,
six
Curtis.
Super Bowls.
No, here's the difference.
And he earned all of that, just like Mahomes and Jordan and LeBron.
But he was a first-round pick. Brady was a sixth round
here's
pick.
The
There's
difference.
A massive difference.
Let me tell you the difference.
There isn't. They each had done nothing
Curtis,
in the NFL.
Let me tell you the difference from somebody who's been in those shoes before and who's walked that walk and has talked that talk. The difference is when I came up, we had guys like Bill Parcells. We had guys that were those style of coaches.
Bill Belichick.
We had those type of guys. And we were taught differently. When these young dudes come up, they come up a different way.
They're vaping with Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, so it's a different way. So I get.
I'm not
I can't
blaming
be,
the kids.
It's like I tell my son, right? I played in a different time where a coach like Parcells or Belichick would ride your ass. You play in a different era, so you're not built like me, so I can't expect my son and the kids that play today to be built like me when they didn't come up that
but
way.
But here's the issue. We are to blame, or not me, the Greg's generation, your generation,
right.
the
yes.
kids of the boomers' kids
right.
are the ones that
right.
change that. It's not. I agree, it's not the kids' fault. This is the environment that they've been raised in.
And they're gonna grow. It's like we had this conversation about raising kids. Greg's, yeah, your parents threw you out when you were 18 because you didn't do what was right. We don't do that. And
right.
then our kids are going to grow up, and when they have kids, they're going to raise them differently than we were. So we're hypocrites to be like, you should do it my way.
All right, well, we are finally done with leads.
That was a great lead, too.
You
good
like
lead.
It? I do like it because I agree with what Brady's saying to a certain extent, but he's got to understand we come from a different era.
Yeah.
And you gotta understand that the young dudes, they're in a so you gotta kind of put yourself in. if that was me today, if Tom Brady's playing today,
yeah,
he's probably thinking about NILs.
But here's why. Here's why Tom Brady's more impressive than Mahomes in many ways. But the biggest reason to me, he's one with different generations. You want to say he doesn't know how to relate to guys? He sure as hell did. He won early on when he was the young kid. Mm-hmm. He won older when he was 20 years older than his best receiver. He's had an opportunity, and he has related.
Well, and that may be, this may be the reason that the interest level in somebody like J.J. McCarthy goes up, because he's that, he seems to be that kind of guy who is a, you know, is a winner, is a leader, is a, and I get it, Shime, you're going to tell me, I don't care what his win record was in, you know, in high school, but he's just, there may be more interest in him because he seems like a less of a me kind of guy and more of a team kind of guy.
Yeah, Greg, you may think that I poo-poo it, and I do to an extent. Like, I don't think that increases his talent level, but I think you're right. I think other teams in the NFL look at him and go, oh, that's a guy that has kind of an old-school mentality, and we like that. And I think there are a lot of teams that like that.
All right, they said it coming up. We'll get to that. Then we'll get to Courtney and today's news. And speaking of Courtney, we should get to what is trending right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 4-1 with Tanner Houck going six innings, giving up two runs on five hits while striking out five. The game was scoreless till the seventh, and before the game, Alex Cora gave an update on Tristan Cassis, who has a rib fracture.
We just have to be patient now. Timetable, there's none. You know, this has to heal on its own, so we just got to be patient.
You know what the issue is? It's early.
Mm-hmm.
But the Red Sox are getting a built-in excuse when it comes to injuries.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They're riding that injury train.
Am I right about that?
Yeah, Sam Kennedy could tell the future, I guess.
You're not going to be able to sit there, trade deadline time, and actually make a judgment on this team, and they're going to be able to point to injuries.
Right. Yep. Chris Sale is healthy, and all the Red Sox are hurt.
They've got another one with the Guardians tonight, 6:10 first pitch with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always on the Odyssey app. Going to be a busy night. The Celtics are at home with a tip at 7 in game 2 against the Heat, while the Bruins are in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs in game 3. Puck drop also at 7. Elsewhere in the NBA, with the Knicks up 2 games on the Sixers, the NBA report for Game 2 says the refs made multiple mistakes against Philly in their loss. Among the 4 misses, the Nick Nurse timeout that was not called with 27.2 seconds remaining is noted. Sixers will not file an official protest of Monday's result. They will file a complaint to the league over the officiating in Games 1 and 2. And Shaw's and Star Market presents Norwegian Prime Salmon Fillets, now on sale. Get it today for just $8.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And Greg, not to put salt in the wound, but today's era of kids would have made your always set a screen box out style of basketball that much more valuable. Yeah. Team first would have been far bigger on the priority list. So, unfortunately, you missed your calling. 46 degrees and cloudy afternoon, high of 63.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.